Hello, and welcome to this podcast from HPS. In this episode, I had the pleasure of catching up with Sydney-based HPS founder and risk management specialist, Peter Holtman. I asked Peter to talk about how the definition of risk is evolving and why it's important for senior management teams, board members, to maybe have a fresh look at how they manage risks within their organizations.
Peter, thank you for your time. Pete, let's get into it. Pete, what was the kind of traditional definition of risk and what's that now evolved into?
Sure. So originally risk really spoke of what was going to have a significant impact on your business and its business outcomes. And how would you account for this, or how would you take precautions to prevent, control, or eliminate risk within the business? And it was really aimed initially in the manufacturing sector. So what were the risks? The risks that your factory would burn down, your risks that your supplier couldn't deliver raw material for you, the risks that your market wouldn't buy your product. And so risk was a negative response to an organization's business activities. Risk has moved beyond that. Risk talks now about what are the social implications, what are the service implications, what are the behavioural implications, and what are the economic implications in your business for achieving an outcome. And that's that can be a good or a bad risk. It doesn't necessarily talk to controlling everything that's bad in the space. It's how do you sustain a risk in order to achieve a positive outcome as well. So there's a fundamental shift in the thinking around risk.
Peter, that's great. And so Pete, can I ask then, who needs to be the stakeholders in this new definition of risk with respect to kind of understanding and building a risk management framework?
It normally starts from board level and percolates it down through the business to the chief executives or the C-suite, to the business owner, to the entrepreneur, down into their managers, and then down to where risks are actually identified and managed. So I've seen risk and risk management processes adopted all the way down to factory floor level, or all the way down to the front counter level. And we really do that is so that the business has an overall understanding and awareness of risk and has a way of communicating risk within the business and a way of managing and treating risk at all different levels within the business. Obviously, risk at board level has a very different set of parameters to and action items to risk at the front counter of a business.
Sure. So I guess based on that, Peter, is risk this kind of process best done internally behind closed doors, or is this something that the organization shares with its stakeholders, be it partners, customers even?
Risk is a very much a social activity. It should never be done in isolation or by individuals. It should be done in group settings. It should be done across a business, and where risk has infiltrated out into its marketplace or is responsible for the inputs into the business, those risks need to be discussed, analysed, and managed through key stakeholders as well. So what we see these days is if you're going for a government contract in, say, a support or community or social services sector, they want to know that you've got risk practices in place and that they want to have some involvement in the types of risks that you're managing.
Fantastic. I guess, Peter, then, and you've kind of started to talk to this in terms of ongoing management of risk. What do you do, or how do you monitor this and kind of, I guess, keep on top of things? Is this a annual event? Is this something that just becomes inherent in the DNA of the organization from a day-to-day perspective? What's your experience?
Yeah, risk is a daily event, and it could be through the types of procedures that are put in place, from inspection of raw materials to inspection of premises for service facilities, right through to reminding service teams and customer-facing people who the customer is and what their expectations are. That is one way of managing risk. Risk in terms of formal review can happen quarterly or annually at board level. It could happen as risks change or present themselves at and should be managed at executive levels within the business. And then recording and monitoring of risk is best done at frontline management, and that can be a daily or a weekly or a monthly practice. So risk is knitted or ingrained within the daily practices of the business, and it's not something extra that people might be doing. There might be practices that are already occurring, but it's about how do you recognize that it's a risk management practice versus just good housekeeping, for instance.
Yeah. And I guess, Peter, that then comes on to my last comment on this, which is a question around what the ideal outcome is for an organization adopting such a framework or process. What does success look like? Is it all of those things you've just mentioned?
Success is sustainability of business practices. It's business continuity. So in the event that risks materialize, there's a very clear management or corrective action plan that's in place for risks materializing, that it builds confidence in their consumer, that they have risks not only identified but managed and have plans in place in the event that risks materialize, and that it gives the business a level of certainty that they know what's coming over the horizon and they know how to manage it. So that's what a successful business does to manage risk within their parameters.
Fantastic. Peter, thanks very much for that. That's been really informative. I think it'd be very useful for people.